How is shale drilling impacting Pennsylvania's forests? This week, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources put out a nearly 270-page report to answer that question. Journalist Laura Legere has been reporting on this story as well as other fracking news making headlines this week. She joins me now on the Allegheny Front. Thanks for talking, Laura.
Sure, thanks for inviting me.
So the lead of your story about the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources report was shale gas drilling in Pennsylvania's state forests has been, and you quote the report, neither benign nor catastrophic. What were some examples of the changes forests have seen?
The lead is a good representation of the way that the DCNR tried to explain how this has been a balancing act for them. So a good example is they've calculated how many acres of forest were converted, essentially areas of forest that were forest and are now things like well pads or roads or pipelines. They found that about 1,500 acres of forest have been converted for shale drilling through 2012. But they also found that that number was less than they might have expected early on. And one of the reasons for that was because they purposely had companies place the infrastructure closer to roads that already existed or areas that were already developed. So it's interesting because this is a good thing in terms of there was less forest that was disturbed. But then there's a trade-off because if you're walking in the forest and you wanted to have a nice quiet stroll down a nice canopied road, now you'll be walking near compressor stations or gas wells.
Yeah, I noticed in the report it said, but maybe some people might like this because they might want the access roads that have been put in for, I don't know, four-wheeling or that kind of motorized fun.
Yeah, exactly. They're very clear that the way that you read this report is very much contingent on the way you use the forest. So if you're a hiker, you might find that a few of the trails that you use have been disturbed by drilling. If you're a snowmobiler, you'll find that there are, I think, more than 100 miles of new snowmobile trails because now pipeline right-of-ways can be used for snowmobiling.
So part of what makes drilling in forests an important question now is that Governor Tom Corbett has proposed more drilling. Remind me of what he's proposing.
Sure. He hasn't exactly come out with the proposal yet, but the idea is that he's going to issue an executive order to allow more leasing under state parks and forests, but it would be only under the forests and parks. So the leases would only allow companies that could to drill if they could access the gas from an existing well pad on a state forest or from private lands adjacent to the parks or forests.
So back to the report, what has the reaction been from environmental groups?
You would think a 265-page report would answer a lot of questions, and it certainly does, but it also raises a lot of questions. A lot of the data underlying some of the conclusions isn't in the report. So, for example, there's been some discussion about a chapter called incidents, and that includes violations that come from the Department of Environmental Protection and things like traffic violations that DCNR notes, but it's categorized in a very broad way. So you can't really tell the difference between a violation that might have been for a spill or something that might have more of an environmental impact versus a violation for something like a missing sign. And so I think a lot of the groups are looking for more information on those kinds of details.
This monitoring will continue. I believe the state has something online set up to receive public observations.
Yeah, what they've put up is essentially a survey to allow you to respond to the report after you've read it. They want to know if people think it's credible. They want to know what their perception is of gas development on state forest land. They're asking in particular about the chapters and if people are satisfied with the information that was provided. And they're also looking for information on how people might like more information in the future. Should DCNR release these massive reports every few years? Is there a way to maybe make some of this data available more quickly online? They're looking for information about how best to give people access to this information.
Right, because it took a few years to get this report. I think Governor Corbett started putting a team together in 2011.
Right, I think they were authorized actually in late 2010, and now it's 2014. The report mostly only goes through 2012. So already we have a year of experience that isn't accounted for, mostly in the report. So there has been a lot of discussion about ways to make this more available. Certainly the data that's in the report has been used by DCNR all the while, so there should be a way to let people know what it is as it's coming into them.
Also in Shale News this week, a study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by about a dozen researchers from different institutions. It finds the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, drastically underestimates emissions from fracking. What do you know about that?
Well, this report, this study involved flying planes over gas wells as they were being drilled, or different stages of extraction. And these studies have been done before in other parts of the country, and they're very interesting because they seem to find fairly consistently that the way that the EPA accounts for greenhouse gas emissions from well sites, it's tallying up each individual part and how much methane or carbon dioxide it's supposed to emit, with some measuring involved. And these studies, they actually take planes, or they otherwise measure these emissions, and they're comparing them to what the EPA says should be happening. And a lot of the time, they're finding that the answers are very, very different. So this is what happened in this case. They were finding that while wells were being drilled, a lot more methane was being released than anyone thought would be the case. And they think it might be because the wells are being drilled through coal seams. And
wait a minute, coal seams?
Yeah, I think the idea was that because this was in southwestern Pennsylvania, a lot of the drilling actually goes through coal seams. And as they break through the coal, they are releasing the methane that's trapped in the coal. That's not the methane that they're prospecting for, but it's methane that they hit on the way down and methane that is released. So it's interesting because that's sort of a localized issue, and maybe one that hadn't been very well accounted for in the inventories that the EPA keeps.
Well, thanks so much, Laura.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me.
I've been talking with Laura Legere. You can see her news stories around the state, including at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And you can follow her on Twitter at Laura Legere. That's LauraLegere. L-E-G-E-R-E. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan. We'll have links to the studies we've discussed at alleghenyfront.org.